the jury found Robert Reinhart guilty of two Class C felonies for assault in the third degree. Both were for repeated threat of injury or death to the two victims involved. The Honorable Judge Kevin Miller presided. He sentenced Reinhart to 2 years for each count, with 18 months suspended on both. There were three Class B misdemeanors. Two were for violating conditions of prior release. Reinhart was sentenced to 20 days imprisonment for both. The third Class B misdemeanor was for criminal mischief in the fifth degree for less than $50 damage to property. For that, he was sentenced to 90 days, with 80 suspended. There was one Class A misdemeanor for assault in the fourth degree and reckless injury. Judge Miller sentenced him to 120 days, with 100 suspended for that count. Due to the domestic violence nature of the crimes, Judge Miller also sentenced him to 4 years probation upon release, as well as enrollment in a program for batterers. Defense attorney Kirsten Swanson suggested that an anger management course might be more appropriate for Reinhart rather than the extended program for batterers. William Eblin is a felony probation officer based in Sitka. He was present at the sentencing hearing via telephone. Eblin said it's important for a person with a history of domestic violence to be involved in a behavior modification program rather than just a quick course.
There's a lot of literature out there that batterers need a batterers program that is specific to the power and control involved in domestic violence situations. And I thought we had gotten through the idea that a 12-hour anger management program will solve this problem.
Eblin went on to say that there is a statewide problem with domestic violence that needs to be addressed.
The state of Alaska is the most dangerous state for women and children because of the epidemic levels of domestic violence, and this belief that a 12-hour program will fix him is ludicrous. Those are all my comments, Your Honor.
After receiving his sentence, Reinhart requested to make a comment, and one word was edited from this comment to protect the identity of the victims.
I'd just like to state that I will not be a threat to family, and as far as I'm concerned, it's in the past. Okay.
Reinhart will spend a total of 1 year and 70 days in jail. Gene Seaton was the prosecuting attorney, and at the trial earlier this summer, the jury dismissed a seventh charge of assault in the fourth degree for reckless injury. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.